Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Clarity First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom mixed with a healthy dose of real talk, because let's face it, life can get pretty chaotic out there. Today, we're diving into something that might seem a little unconventional at first glance. Building mental discipline through exercise and self-discipline. Now, before you start picturing me on some intense Spartan training regimen, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a super athlete or pushing your body to its absolute limit, though if that's your thing, go for it. It's about understanding the powerful connection between physical strength and mental fortitude, and how even small acts of discipline can have a huge impact on your overall clarity and focus. Ever felt like your mind was racing? Thoughts bouncing around like popcorn in a hot pan? We've all been there, right? That feeling of overwhelm, that constant to-do list swirling around in your head, it can be exhausting. But here's the thing. Just like a muscle, your mind needs regular training. And guess what? Exercise and self-discipline are some of the best tools in your mental gym bag. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up both your physical and mental game. First off, consistency is king. You wouldn't expect to build a strong physique by hitting the gym once a month, right? It's the same with your mind. Commit to regular exercise, even a 30-minute walk each day can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. Every time you lace up those sneakers and get moving, you're training yourself to stick to something to push through the initial resistance and build that mental stamina. Next, set realistic goals. You don't have to become a marathon runner overnight. Start small. Maybe aim for a 50-minute walk 3 times a week and gradually increase the intensity and duration as you feel stronger. The same goes for any other self-discipline practices you want to incorporate, whether it's waking up earlier, reading more, or simply cleaning your room regularly. It's about taking small steps in the right direction, celebrating those victories, and building momentum over time. Remember, discipline isn't about restriction, it's about choosing what truly matters to you. You know that feeling when you've put off something important because it seemed too overwhelming? Discipline helps you break down those daunting tasks into manageable chunks and tackle them one step at a time. So instead of staring at that mountain of laundry, tell yourself, I'll just fold 5 shirts, and see how quickly you gain momentum. Speaking of momentum, pay attention to how exercise makes you feel. Do you notice increased focus during work? A calmer mind when dealing with stress? These are powerful reminders of the positive impact discipline has on your overall well-being. It's about recognizing those benefits and using them as fuel to keep going. And finally, remember that setbacks happen. Life is messy, and there will be days when you miss a workout or struggle to stick to your goals. Don't beat yourself up. The key is to learn from those setbacks, adjust your approach if needed, and keep moving forward. It's all about that continuous journey of improvement, one step at a time. Now imagine this. You're staring down a big deadline at work. Your inbox is overflowing, your phone is buzzing with notifications, and you can feel the stress starting to creep in. Sound familiar? This is where mental discipline comes into play. Instead of letting that overwhelm take control, you remember your commitment to regular exercise. You step away from your desk for a quick 15-minute walk, focusing on your breath and the sensations of your body moving. You return feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed focus and clarity. See? It's not magic, it's about harnessing the power within you. So, remember these key takeaways. Be consistent, set realistic goals, choose what truly matters, recognize your progress, and don't let setbacks derail your journey. Let's make a pact today, even if it's just for one small step, commit to incorporating some exercise or self-discipline into your day. And hey, share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little mental muscle training. Until tomorrow, keep striving for clarity and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.